Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
High has made, and let us rejoice and be glad. Shabbat Shalom, family. Let us sound the shofar, which is the trumpet. Holy Abba, we come before you this morning thanking you for the opportunity to talk about your commandments, to fellowship over the airwaves, the internet. You're in control of all things. This internet doesn't belong to Google or Yahoo or any of them. You allowed it to be. so that those that are dispersed over the four corners of the earth can still hear one another and fellowship and give praises to you, Most High. And we thank you and we love you. We ask that you will continue to give us strength, peace, joy, and help us to overcome within the various endeavors that we have and the strife that we go through as Hebrews in this earth. We know it's our final captivity. So give my brothers and sisters strength to endure. But you said in your Bible, in your word, that we must endure unto the end and that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong. So I pray that endurance power comes on the Sabbath for the Hebrews scattered across the four corners of the earth. There's enough hell going on, enough hell all around us. But we thank you that your word and your commandments helps us to not react, but to be proactive. And being proactive in keeping the Ten Commandments is our protection. It's what you left us in the earth. We know that you're standing and watching us to see if we'll keep them. I just pray that my brothers and sisters won't be distracted and that they will keep them. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So be it. Let's see. Am I going to go here?
That's to you. Mm-hmm.
I think I need my phone for some other things. I will. Shabbat Shalom, family over there, Periscope. We've already had our prayer. And I may have to shut y'all down early because I'm doing blog talk right now. Shabbat Shalom to the family that's out there. Anybody that wants to call in, the guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. Press 1 if you have a question or comment. I'm allowing that to happen today because of two reasons. One, we haven't been on this week with Heart of the Hebrew Woman, Inspirational Wednesdays, or Straight No Chaser. We didn't get a chance to do that. But at the same time, we are completing a series of lessons that we've done on the Shabbat called War Games. And Israel has been experiencing warfare, and I already know some of y'all have been experiencing war within your own personal lives and your house. I know it's been happening. We don't do these things by our own design or plan, but it's by divine inspiration from the Most High. You know, young brothers and even within our household, Hashatan, Edomites, Esau, constantly trying to find a reason. Constantly trying to find a reason. And not just a reason to come at you and against you, but to actually imprison you and kill you, black ass. Sorry I said it like that, but I just got to tell the truth. I just got through listening to something that had me pumped up. I don't know if you all know, but a lot of young women in Washington, D.C. are being kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking and slavery and organs being taken away, and y'all still going to see the movie Get Out, which is telling you, they're telling you right in your face what they're going to do to y'all and what they are doing to y'all. So I'm praying for my people, for the Hebrews. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. What I said when I prayed about not reacting, I'm going to say this. And then we're going to get into, because the Shabbat is all about the laws, and we will get a lesson. You know, my wife wants to talk about the aftermath of warfare, because we talked 5 weeks, all praises to the Most High, told our Rabbah, to Brother Ray, who was with us in the first couple of weeks on the teaching and the lessons. Getting this message out to our people about war games. But I just want to say this, as I was saying, be encouraged, don't be discouraged, but don't react. We got a lot of people out here that understand that the irritability level of most people is very high right now because of the bad food, the bad water, the GMOs, the chemtrails. Our patience is thin. We don't really have a lot of patience for people and different things. And so everything is done to get you to react. And we have to be wise as Hebrews and not react. We have to kind of like sometimes just take a back seat and look at what's transpiring and why it's transpiring. It's all about our reactions. It's all about reacting that gets us into more and more trouble. Let's reverse the curses that were spoken of. Deuteronomy 28. Let's pray for the sins of our forefathers that got us into this mess. And let's pray that we don't continue it and it doesn't have to continue. I think things are changing rapidly, and whatever's going to transpire, the book of Zephaniah made it clear to us that he's going to roll back the curses in front of our own eyes. And we will see it. We will see it happen, and we will give him praises. So I pray that you fellowship. Shout out to everybody keeping Passover.
Praise. It's so beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We not, hey, listen, I was telling another brother this week, Brother Tony.
call out day?
Yeah, I'm calling every name out.
All right.
But don't let no man judge you. And your feasts, Passovers, fast days, we got a lot of different times. And I hope that the Most High, if it's his will let me teach something in a couple of weeks about him proving us. Us keeping these holy days is a type and shadow and preparedness for what's to come. I'm not going to fight you because you got a different day. I'm going to celebrate you because you're keeping it. But disagree with that? That's fine. You go ahead and disagree with that. I'm not going to judge anybody on the day they keep. I'm so glad that we're becoming festive as Hebrews on these holy days. And I'm also glad about the fact that it's our time. But during this season, I've seen a lot of flack come down with our people, our culture, our people fighting each other a lot. And let me say my new saying, which is our job is to restore the cultural identity of Black America one day at a time. That's all of you all's assignment, to repeal, reverse the lie. Biggest Holocaust that ever happened was the transatlantic slave trade, where 100 million people died just trying to get to America to serve these Edomites. Sounds like you got something you want to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a part of the War Games series, and we're going to move into the aftermath. Guess what? There's casualties of war. A lot of people have been hurt and have gone through a lot of things. So today we're going to talk about that. And that's why today I also want to talk about thou shalt not bear false witness. I've taught on this before, and repetition is the best form of teaching. And if you go into the archives, you'll hear not only the War Game series, but the seriousness of these Ten Commandments. I encourage you, implore you to keep the Ten Commandments. They are a blueprint for our lives. It's the Ten Commandments. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. What was the curse of the law? In most situations, it was death. And his commandments are not grievous towards us. Let me be emphatic about that. It should be a joy and a pleasure to keep these commandments. What he did reverse were the ceremonial laws and a lot of the civil laws. And don't get it twisted. The dietary laws are still a mandate. If you're still in the misunderstanding about Peter's vision and all those foods being laid out on that handkerchief saying you can eat them, yeah, then you're deceived. Go back and read the entire chapter and know that he was letting him know that the Gentiles are getting ready to come into the fold. I'm going to allow for them. Do you know that was one of the greatest things the Most High could ever do? Because he took Satan's people and said, I'm going to take your people from you if they come in, repent, and keep the commandments and laws. I know that's a deep lesson within itself when we talk about the mark of Cain, when we talk about Edomites, when we talk about leprosy. I'm not going to get into all that today. But still, the fact of the matter is he gave them an opportunity to repent, come into the fold. And we must understand that these people are strangers amongst us, but he said for us not to abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Mm-hmm. Do the precept on strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. And know that you are also in that capacity when you have the opportunity to bless somebody else. All praise to the Most High. Before we get into the laws, I'm going to give it over to Sister Tomas so she can talk about the herb of the day.
All right. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Blog Talk. Thank you, for tuning in with us today. And I'm going to do the herb of the day, which is hawthorn berry or hawthorn leaf. And so this is a therapeutic herb. Like we always said, the nutrients in it are amino acids, calcium, essential fatty acids, iron, magnesium, potassium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, and C. So let's talk a little bit about hawthorn berry or hawthorn leaf. The berry reduces high blood pressure caused by hardening of the arteries and kidney disease. The leaves are used for those with heart valve disease. It has the ability to lower high blood pressure and to bring low blood pressure back to normal. It's also good for irregular heartbeat, spasms of the arteries, and insomnia. The Chinese use the berry as a digestive aid. So it's also good for the digestive system. It's also good for heart failure as well. But you want to make sure that if you're on any type of heart medication, pharmacia, that you contact your physician first, because it does have some drug interactions. But for the most part, this berry is good for heart disease if you're experiencing that. The goal is to get you off the pharmacia and to use more herbs to bring into your body for healing. The ultimate healing, of course, we know is prayer to our Father and keeping these commandments so we can be blessed. But as I always say, we're not physicians. We're not pharmacists. We're not herbalists. We're just all about helping our people live longer and healthier by using herbs. You can find hawthorn berry. It's always in your local health food stores, specialized stores like your Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other markets that you have in your area. And you can also find some of these online.
Are they paying you for advertising?
They're not.
You look like a doctor right now.
But I'm trying to. But I'm trying to help our people look for things that can help them, make them stronger. We know, of course, exercise is also another weapon against illnesses as well. So I encourage you to grab this berry, use it as a tea, or even take it in capsule form, but you won't regret it.
All praise to the Most High. Hawthorn berry.
Hawthorn berry.
Definitely good for the heart, and it's good for men, too, in that capacity.
Really?
I don't think anybody has to speak on it.
All right.
So, you know, hey, Brother D, if you're out there, call in. I want to hear from you on the radio today. I know sometimes you listen online, but go ahead and do the call-in number. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some today. Can you get the law of... Exodus 20 about thou shalt not bear false witness.
Well, before we do that, let's I forgot to advertise.
Oh, right. Go ahead.
Okay. So sorry about that. I'm sorry to chime in as Brother Elder D is trying to get started.
Don't get deep. We got bishops, elder, everybody calling themselves something. I'm Brother D. Poor Rob. But I'm an elder because I'm old as hell.
Anyway. Let's get started here. I just want to encourage our brothers and sisters, if you're on Facebook following us, we will be advertising our Shabbat service that we're having on April 1st. It's going to be at Lena's in Oakland. You know, this is a time for us to get together. We are on this radio station. We hardly meet our brothers and sisters that are in the area. But it is an excellent time for you to come out and meet us to meet you, to build that relationship. I definitely encourage our women, you know, to come together on this day as far as our men. We need this fellowship in this area. We need good, wholesome people to come and just lift up our Father's name and just worship and praise Him as He told us to do. It's not about anyone in the body but the Most High. So I encourage you, if you're not able to come, I believe you're going to do blog talk there, or we'll have it on Periscope so you can see us.
No, I'm not going to put it on Periscope because I want y'all to come.
Okay.
But she's telling you, no, go ahead.
And so that's all. I was just saying, just come. We'll be there for a couple of hours. We won't take much time. I think Elder V and some of the other brothers may be doing some baptizing at the Alameda Beach. So we encourage those who are thinking about it, that want to get baptized, contact Elder V and let him know what you want to do. And we'll definitely drive down to Alameda Beach and we'll just baptize you in the name of our Abba. So just wanted to announce that. Also, this week, like my husband stated, it was quiet. And, you know, after the war, it gets quiet. And so, you know, when it's quiet, you know there's a lot going on. We didn't do the Heart of a Hebrew Woman and all of our midweek lessons because doing that after the war, we went through. And let me tell you, it was warfare on the job. It was trying to come in our house. It was just a complete silence. But I tell you what, all praises to the Most High. We are here. Next week, I will be on, Most High willing, I'll be on Tuesday. And our midweek lessons on Wednesday and Thursday from Elder B will be on as well. And thank you, Todah Rabah, to you brothers and sisters that constantly keep us in your prayers. And we're praying for you as well.
So, yeah, very well said. And once again, that's Lena's Soul Food on Foothill Boulevard. They just took over the soul food restaurant that used to be called Souls, S-O-L. So now it's called Lena's, and it's on Foothill Boulevard. So if you can't find Lena's, look up S-O-L to get the address on Foothill Boulevard. It's just a fellowship.
6411 Foothill Boulevard.
It's just a fellowship. You know, I done had some brothers that it went off. I ain't going to call you there. And it went off thinking that we trying to keep some, Edomite festivals and stuff. No, we have to create opportunities for ourselves to see each other. Because he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And there are minute things that we have grace to cover us in this opportunity to come together. So it's important. It's important. I haven't seen some of my brothers and sisters here in the Bay Area in a while, and I need to see them. They need to see me. We need to know we're human. We're alive. What we're going through. Just hug on each other.
That's right.
You know, it's very important. It's very important because we better keep in the faith, keeping the commandments. We don't have many people that believe in what we're doing, you know. When I came into the truth, I became the black sheep of the family, you know, as many of you did, because he told us that. He came with a sword, and he came to create variance because we're not going to follow the dictates of man. But all praise to the Most High. Does that cover everything?
That covers everything.
All right.
And I got your scripture when you're ready.
Which one? So, you know what? I can't get the, I had some brothers on IUIC and all these other people talking crazy about having your woman or having your wife help you out and assist you. Well, she's a help me, and I don't have brothers here to help me, so she helps me. Because I know a lot of y'all upset right now with the watchman, him, his wife, what they going through, what they saying. They had a slip of the lip. They made some mistakes. They said some things they shouldn't have said. Because we do believe that our job is to restore the cultural identity of Black America and let them know that we are Hebrews. But we're also going to restore the fact that marriage is strong, it must be existent, and that you can stand by your spouse and represent. Because we got, outside of that, you got people hating on strong relationships by saying, you know, you're a punk if you do this and if you don't do this. Listen, I'm not reacting because I refuse to react. But we will be proactive. Am I justifying anything? I'm not trying to justify anything. You want to speak up and you want to do some reading? Dial 213-769-0910, press 1, and say, Brother V, I'm here. What you need me to do?
Please call Brother V. I love
Step
my husband.
Up, stand
I,
up.
I love helping him, but I do know that I am to learn in silence or speak to women and children. And so with that said, brothers, and call you out, Brother Ray, Brother Tony, Brother Dimitri. My husband needs you guys. The Most High needs you guys to help build this kingdom and win our people. And again, I don't mind helping, but again, my job as a woman, I do know, is to be of help me and to learn in silence and to teach to women and sisters. That's right. I am the help me. That's right. And that's what I'm here to do. So all praises to you, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get going.
Well, you know what? No, I mean, she said it right, but at the same time, I'll let you know something. We are praying for our brothers who are going through and our brothers who are saying some of these things that they have to deal with. Don't let nobody step in your house and disrespect your household, though. You handle that piece of business. Let some joker want to make videos, he's a joker. That's what he is. But handle that piece of business in your house. And sisters, stay in your place. Because the spirit of Jezebel is rampant. I'm not having it here in my house. Don't you have it in your house. But don't allow your woman to sit up here and run the show. You respond to these outcasters that are disrespecting your household. Because it is the house that you govern according to the scriptures. So you step up and you show up for that. And this is no disrespect to no women. You have to show forth strength within your house. House of whoever you are. House of Yehuda, house of Israel, whoever you may be. Show forth strength.
That's right.
Show forth strength. So all praises to the Most High. Let's
get to the lesson.
Keep it moving.
That's right.
So the next thing we're going into today, we're going to be short today. Like I said, I'm still trying to take a breath at the war games. And I'm praying for my brother, keeping you in our prayers, Brother Malachi Maccabees, what the enemy's trying to do with him. We're just keeping you in our prayers. And some of the other people that reached out to me this week, you've been in the hospital, you've had to suffer through some things. We're praying for you, too. You know who you are. You're in our prayers. Let's read that scripture.
Exodus 20, verse 16, and it's number 9 on the commandments.
Okay.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
This is what I'm going to talk about today when it comes to the law. You have to go into the archives. Last week we talked about the law in the New Testament, talked about how Mashiach kept the commandments, the laws. We talked about Acts 13:15, how every seventh day they went to the temple to hear the reading of the laws. But today I'm going to pinpoint one particular commandment because you people, and I'm going to try not to.
I'm sorry.
You see what I'm saying?
Brothers, this is why he needs you. I'm yawning. I'm sorry.
Anyway, listen, I want to talk about this today because we're getting out of control, Israel.
That's right.
Thou shalt not bear false witness means you shall not gossip and you shall not lie. I'm not going to even talk about, you know what, we're falling into this thing about saying, y'all acting like the Christian church. Mm-hmm. Check this out. I don't have a lot of problems with people that's in the Christian church because to whom much is given, much is required. So if you claim you in the truth, then there is an onus upon you. And you have more responsibility because you're awake. There are people in the Christian church that don't know what you know, and they are not awake. And so they're serving the Father to the best of their ability. That's why some of them have more righteousness than you who claim you're awake. But I'm seeing our Hebrews are so caught up in gossip and lying about each other, you have no righteousness. And that's what we talked about last week. What is righteousness? Righteousness is keeping the commandments. And the number one commandment that you're breaking is bearing false witness, which means lying. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing happening in society today is gossip. Turn on the TV. Everything from the news to TMZ, to Real Housewives of Atlanta, all of that. It's all about, have you heard about such and such? All of these shows are about, have you heard? And you fall into the trap of, have you heard about You, at that point, when you begin to fall into that trap, you are bearing false witness. And this plethora of lies and gossip that have happened in the last couple of weeks have gotten out of control. Have gotten out of control. Because of YouTube, because of the internet, everybody's talking about the watchman and his wife. Everybody's talking about this other, I'm trying not to say this word so much, Negro, but this other dude who made a video about them. And it's just a waste of time because we have been tricked into breaking the commandments. Listen to me, people. Satanists and Luciferians practice every day on how to break all 10 commandments. That is a part of their spirituality within their satanic religion, is to daily break the 10 commandments. What can I do today to break the 10 commandments? They will purposely commit adultery, call on other gods, blaspheme the Most High's name, disrespect their mothers and fathers, because they are continually trying to break the 10 commandments. And that's what society is trying to get all of you Hebrews to do, because they don't want you to ever connect back with your God, is the one and only true God. And I shouldn't even use that name, but just so you understand, I use it. I'm talking about Yah, the Most High, where all power comes from. And when our people are restored and connected back with the Most High, and that Ark of the Covenant is restored, there'll be no nation that can stop us or come against us. But Psalms 83 says right now that they are in one accord against us, so that we will never come back into prominence.
Right, and it's truly a distraction. It's a trick of Hashatan, is to get you off focus. Your focus off the Most High. And it's not only, you know, what we're seeing with, you know, our brothers and sisters that are trying to get this word out. It's also on our jobs. And, you know, I taught on this lesson on the heart of a Hebrew woman as well, to women. You know, we are so quick to get with another sister and to point out flaws.
Mm.
We want to gossip and say, oh, look what she has going on, and look what she did. Oh, did you hear? We so quick to point out everybody's flaws, but then when someone calls us out, we have a problem. But not only that, instead of calling out the flaws, why don't you go and talk to that sister? Why don't you go and help instead of talking about her? As women, we should be coming together and working together to build this kingdom, not trying to destroy it. And so as we continue to bear false witness and the gossip, it goes from one person, then it gets to another person, then the message gets altered because of some of our own views and our own emotions. We start letting that get, start driving the gossip, and then it's a big mess. And so if we just suppress and think before we speak, and instead of trying to find a way to tear someone down, we should be building them up with our words.
There are Proverbs 6:16 through 19. There are six things that our Elohim strongly dislikes, seven that are an abomination. And we know an abomination is a wicked thing. He wants nothing to do with it. Seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So haughty eyes.
arrogant, prideful.
Right.
And these women that are walking around batting her eyes thinking she all bad.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
A
lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood. Oh, my goodness. I almost feel like what I just read is what I see in our community right now amongst our people. Haughty eyes thinking you all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lying tongues, that means your little white lies that you think are innocent. No, that's an abomination. You can't sit up here and tell a white lie. My wife knows I'm adamant about that because I get on our daughter all the time about skirting the truth. Skirting.
It's called alternative facts.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing in the Trump era. It's called alternative facts. See, another way to keep us lying.
Keep us lying.
And we don't realize that. See, listen to this closely. The Most High is not a man that he can lie. And we were made in his image. It's an abomination when we take the image we're made in to be like him and we lie. There's never a word that comes out of the Most High's mouth that is an alternative fact. He can't even do it if he wanted to. Take a minute, say la, and pause and think about that for a second. The Most High said, I cannot lie. It won't even come out of him. Now, so who is the father of lies? Hashatan. He created it. And the thing about Hashatan, let me tell you something. He know the Ten Commandments. He know his word. He knows what it takes. He got promoted. And when he got promoted, when people get promoted, that's when they get by themselves. What happened this week? Real talk. When they get promotion or they get a raise, they get beside themselves.
That's right.
Wow. Hashatan got promoted up in heaven and said, I'm going to be just like the Most High. Mm-hmm. Read Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Tomorrow's going to be the biggest day of lying and worship of Hashatan that you could think of. The first day of the week, which is the false day of worship because he lied and told them that our Messiah rose up on a Sunday.
Sure.
Proverbs 6:16, a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans. You sit up at night and be like, I'm going to get that.
Right.
Let me see what I could do to tear this down.
Right, right.
And feet that make.
And you act upon it. Not only
that's
do
the
you
second
think
part.
About
look,
it.
Look at
yeah.
the second part.
Uh-huh.
Feet that make haste to run to evil.
SMH.
Run to evil. Oh, let me handle this. Wait till I get over there. That's what y'all do. And a false witness who breathes mm-hmm. out lies mm-hmm. and one who sows discord among brothers. Don't make me go there. If you are sowing discord, if you are the source of telling people different things to keep them separated from coming together, my Bible told me to mark them that cause division amongst you. Mm-hmm. I'm a mark you. You best believe it. You a mark. We used to say that back in the 80s and 90s. You a mark. Yeah, you marked because you're trying to keep the brothers and sisters from fellowshipping
right.
and coming together.
And that's not only in coming together in gatherings. That's also in your workplace as well. You got people on your job that's trying to keep things from prospering and always throwing stones and wicked devices at you to keep things from running the way it should be. And so you have to mark them on your job too.
That's right. So you need to understand the reason this world is pushing the idolatry and worship of gossip is to keep you from coming into fellowship with your father.
Okay.
Every freaking show on TV is about gossip.
Right.
I called one TMZ, but there's tons of other ones that are just like that. It's like, did you hear about this celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this adultery? Did you hear about this fornication? Did you hear about who Tyrese married? Did you hear Tyrese married a white woman? Did you hear about this? Did you hear about who got shot? This is all the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness and lie and perpetually continue to talk about a story.
Sure.
Hebrews, I'm chastising right now. I'm a 53-year-old man. What the hell are y'all still talking about the watchman, his wife, and she need to sit her ass down and all that? Why are y'all doing that?
Right.
Get a life.
Right.
Somebody outside your door needs to hear the statutes, laws, right. and commandments and the truth. But you too busy on the phone perpetuating gossip.
That's right.
You're in sin.
And let me tell you, there's so many. I ran across a woman this week, and there's so many people who don't know the truth, who are looking
right.
for an angel or someone to speak into their heart. You know, let's stop speaking these lies and gossip, and let's tell them, do you know about our Abba? Do you know about we are the people? Do you know? We should be sharing that instead of always trying to find ways to spread gossip just to be a part of what? To be a part of a clique? To be known for what? Nobody really cares. At the end of the day, if it's not going to get you into the kingdom, why are you wasting your time? You stand before the Most High, and you're confronted by him with this. What are you going to say? And he's going to ask you, why weren't you doing my work? Why weren't you doing what I asked you to do? What are you going to say? When he says, come out of her, that's what he means. Come out of this world. Let this world swallow its own.
Yeah, the only way we can come out is by keeping the commandments.
Right.
The commandments and keeping the Sabbath is a sign between us and the Most High. And that's what denotes that we are different people because we don't do what everybody else does.
That's right.
So let me say it to you like this. If somebody comes to you with some gossip, be like, I'm not trying to hear that because I'm not your garbage can. Don't come dump that mess on me. I'm trying to make it into the kingdom. And trust me, hey, brothers and sisters, you're all going to die. All praise to the Most High that that scumbag David Rockefeller found hell last week, because that man had 7 heart transplants, and the majority of them came from black deceased people that he got them hearts for. People still on the wait list trying to get a heart transplant. He just kept getting hearts. Died at 101. Head of the Illuminati, and was adamant about the destruction of our people, the Hebrews, and keeping us on the bottom. Most High said enough is enough. And you know why I'm right in saying what I'm saying? You better find out about imprecatory prayers. That's what I normally talk about on Wednesdays, imprecatory prayers, learning how to pray the right way, as our King King David prayed. Father, let those that have laid traps for me fall into 2 traps. Take care of their kids, their wife. That's how he prayed. You don't sit up there and be talking about, I pray that they find Christ and they come in. No, we have enemies on this earth to see us destroyed and wiped off the face of the earth. I bet most of you don't even know this scripture right here, that there are vessels that are born fitted for destruction, meaning that they came into this earth for the sole purpose of creating havoc and being destroyed and never meant to find salvation. Y'all don't believe that? Say something real quick while I find that scripture, because I know most people don't even believe it. Let me find it.
Okay.
Oh, praises to the Most High.
Praise the Most High.
Know what this Bible is. And if you can't understand, and if you can't explain the definition of what a Bible is, then you don't need to be teaching or preaching.
Interesting.
You don't need to. Look at all the scriptures. You see them, huh?
I was like,
So we got one right here.
Right. There it is, right there.
Let's look at it. Romans 9 and 22.
It says, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much longsuffering, because the vessel of wrath fitted destruction? That's not the exact one, but that's one of those.
When we talk about vessels in the word, he's talking about your temple, your body, because you are not who you think you are when you look in the mirror. You are really the essence of yourself, which is a soul and a spirit. And that's why he said, fear whom can destroy the soul and spirit, not who can destroy the body. Because the body, even though the body gets destroyed, the soul and spirit can live forever. But Romans 9 and 22 makes it clear that there are vessels that were fitted for destruction. Came here that way. Yeah, I know that's hard for some of y'all to grasp, but y'all don't know my Abba. You know, we got this, the Christian church has tried to make him effeminate, tried to make Yeshua, Jesus Christ, whom you call him, effeminate. And he's not. He's coming back with his vesture, dipped in blood and with a sword. And we're about to do some damage when he returns. All of these superhero movies, Power Rangers, all that, they depicting what they read that they know is going to happen to the Hebrews that'll be transformed, be like Yeshua, and tear some stuff up. Which is how we started War Games, based on Amos, the 9th chapter, and Obadiah, and Joel, the 3rd chapter, 2nd chapter. You read those books, wrath and destruction. God's love. What? We chasten them that we love. that we respect. So this world is against you, and they want to impute destruction upon you by getting you to break the commandments and stay away from your Abba. And Psalms 83 says, keep not thou silent, O God, O Ahayah, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Eyah, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. So powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He scattered us to hide us so that they couldn't so that we wouldn't be concentrated in one region and be easily destroyed. Did you know that? That's why you don't let nobody tell you to flee and go into one region, because strategically our Abba scattered us so that we wouldn't be in one place like they did us in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and dropped a bomb on us. We were doing so good, but still, because of the curses, it wasn't our time to get lifted up in pride. But because we were concentrated in one area, it was easy for our enemies to destroy us. They dropped a bomb on us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now they can't. Now we're so scattered, they have to be divisive, as Psalms 83 says. They have to take crafty counsel, create policies and strategies on how to do away with us.
See how this past 8 years, I'm talking about in this world, they have their black President Obama. And look how prideful our people started becoming, right?
Jamie Foxx called him our Messiah.
Same thing they did when Clinton. Anytime a Democrat, or how they call it, comes in, especially this last presidency, you couldn't tell our people nothing. It seemed like there was more fornication, there was more let's live our life, the whole gay and lesbian, all that came into, everything that was against the Most High came into play. And now they got a new president in. Now all of a sudden you want to lift up your hands. I got to get in church now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a pattern. You give them enough rope to hang themselves and they do. And now they want to come and run to God. Oh, God, I'm just going to pray. I'm just going to pray. But you should have been praying. You should have been keeping these commandments. Because if you're keeping these commandments and you're praying and you're doing what's right, nothing that these people out in this world can do will come against you. What the Most High allows.
I think it was interesting that some people are saying that the Christian church is looking real good right now because you Hebrews is cutting up. Somebody actually, that's the word that's going around because there's no organization. And that's okay because there's a sifting period that's transpiring because only one-third of Israel is going to make it, and there's only a remnant, and only the remnant get it. And unfortunately, a lot of our people are into this Hebrew culture thing like it's a fad.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Crips
like,
and blood.
It's like, oh, this is the new thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The new thing to wear my hair. It's the new
natural
thing to wrap
hair,
my hair.
Right, hair wrap.
Then
yeah.
When there comes order and when there comes,
nobody
you know,
comply.
Everybody wants to
right.
Run.
Right.
Nobody, none of our
no
people want to be
order.
In order. And they definitely don't want to be led by anybody else because we have that who does he or she think she is attitude. We have to cut that down. It's not going to get us into the kingdom. We have to have leaders, strong leaders.
Right.
We have to have followers, strong followers, servants.
Right.
There have to be people in order for this to come. And if we don't have it, if there's always a division amongst our people, we're not going to make it.
Let me see if I can find this scripture.
I guess we've moved on to our lesson, the aftermath.
Yes.
Somewhat, okay.
I wanted to find a scripture that was talking about what you were saying, but I'll just read this. It's
okay.
Judges 21:23. And the children of Benjamin did so and took them wives according to the number of them that danced, whom they called, and they went and returned unto their inheritance and repaired the cities and dwelt in them. Verse 24. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from thence every man to his inheritance. In those days, there was no king in Israel. So every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Wow.
That kind of covers the fact that we got to stand up as men, brothers, because he said in the book of Ezekiel that the men of my congregation are the men of Israel. And easily we see in the book of Judges that when there is no king, no leadership, no strong leadership, that the people will do whatever they think is right in their own eyes. And we live in a time right now where nobody wants to honor the king. We got Hebrews that don't even believe in the Messiah spoken of in Revelation, the first chapter, 14 and 15. We got Hebrews that talk about all the scribes in the New Testament. So everybody that doesn't have a king will do whatever they think is right in their own eyes. And that's in the book of Judges. Wake up, Israel, because our people are still, the people that we're fighting against are still, Psalms 83 and 4, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. 5. But they have consulted together with one consent. Every nation is in unity about keeping us down. Do you know when these people come to America and they go to get the little immigration cards and all that, that they tell them, and whatever you do, stay away from the damn black people.
Right. You know.
Because they will rob you, kill you, and destroy you. They hate you.
I was listening to a talk program.
Oh, sorry, wait. For they are Confederate against thee. So go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was listening to a program on Sirius XM, and it was a black program. But on the program, it was a young African man talking, and someone called in and said, I'll say, sir, can you tell us, what I want you to do is to refute the lies that Africans don't like black Americans. And the guy said, I cannot. He said, because when I was growing up with my father and my mother, the first thing they told us, I won't say the first thing, let's say some of the things in bringing them up, they told them was to stay away from the black American people. And why? He said, because they don't want an education. They are about trouble. Can you imagine being taught to stay away from a certain people? Because of what this world has placed into the images of these other nations' eyes, that we are the worst. We are the scum. We are those crabs in that barrel, constantly pulling each other down. And we'll pull you down if you come over here. Every day, when they see us, they are reminded of what was told to them. And if we continue to dwell in foolishness, if we continue to live up to the lies that have been told into them, they will be right. We have to be that change. We have to change what people think of us. When we see our brothers and our sisters on the street, again, instead of talking about them, go to them, share this word, be that angel. You just don't know who you entertain. You just don't know. We have to stand together. That's why our gatherings are important. That's why great leadership is important.
I'm looking at the Psalms 83, and when it talks about they have consulted together with the one consent, they are confederate against thee. It says the tabernacles of Edom. Do you know what that means? I'll make it simple. In white folks' churches. I don't know how a bunch of you Hebrews can go to a mega church pastor by an Edomite and let him wrongly tell you who you are and what you are as a people. I encourage you to do your study of Psalms 83 and take each one of these persons. They talk about the tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes. Wikipedia will break it down for you. Study, people. The Hagarenes, those are the people of Hagar, of Ishmaelites, and the Moabites. We see these people do not like you, like she just said. They are taught to hate you. You're not going to get ahead until you get on top of these Ten Commandments.
That's right. Praying. We have to be, let me tell you.
Come back to the Father.
The war is not over. We did that series, War Games, and let me tell you, it's like we started war by doing that series, because Hashatan is so mad. He came after, especially me, I'll tell you, on my job. My own people tried to come against me on my job. He tried to tear me down to the point this morning all I was going to do was laying in that bed and be like, Most High, I had a rough week. I don't want to go down. I don't want to enjoy the Shabbat. But that is the trick of the enemy to keep you down and bound. Let me tell you, when you're doing the work, when he's called you to do something for him and you stand up and don't compromise, he has your back. Just because you're dealing with stuff that's going on in your home, things that are going on with your job, get out of that pity potty, woe is me spirit. You're making the enemy look good. And you're telling folks that you're speaking out to that what you believe in is a lie, and it's not. Stand your ground, wake up, see that light, and continue to walk in these commandments. Go ahead.
Shabbat shalom, Brother D.
How are you doing, Brother D? So you got my my text there. First of all, I want to give all praise and honor and glory to the Most High and say good morning to you and Sister Tamar. But you were talking about the gossiping and the white lies. And those are little things that that Satan can use to get us to, not follow the commandments, because it's prevalent all around us. Someone will come up and talk to you, and next thing you know, they're talking to you about something. Someone, you got to catch yourself, you know you're breaking commandments, you know. And so it's they're those small things, but they're easy to get you to disobey the commandments. And you know, I was thinking about another thing too. You know, you look at the Bible. Every time you read it, there's more things you find out that are prevalent to today. Things that are happening today. I was reading 2 Ezra 15, verse 47. It was talking about the recompense of the Moabite nation, mm-hmm. and how they've glommed on to the nation, the Western nations or whatnot. And it talks about what their recompense is going to be for that. And just like Sister Tamar was saying too, just about every nation, they got something against us. They don't like us. There's no reason, but they don't like us. And you know, and we know this all comes from the Most High to bring us back to Him. You know, but like I said, it's just they try to get us not to follow these commandments. And you got to be on guard at all times. You got to be on guard at all times. Before you know it, you know, you're joining in with them.
That's right.
And so, they're so crafty in their counsel to get us to constantly fall prey to those lies and breaking our commandments continuously.
Exactly. And like I said, it's a struggle to make sure you don't, because they're coming at you from all angles at all different times, 24/7. So, you know, you need to be on guard at all times, you know, because we're charged with following those commandments and just being alert.
Most definitely.
That's pretty much what I wanted to say.
I appreciate you calling in, brother. It's good to hear from you.
One more thing. Like I said, I'm really excited about meeting next on Saturday, and plus, you know, I'm excited about us. Coming up with a regular meeting place. Let's do a regular, Sabbath day meeting. I mean, I think it's something we can do. And like I said, of course, I'm all in on, you know, trying to push this forward.
Most definitely. So, appreciate you, brother. You sound like one of them strong deacons in the Bible. We're going to talk about that more a little bit later.
Okay then, brother. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. That's our brother that we, Most High has allowed us to connect with. And if we get out of here, brothers and sisters, we can connect and find more people in the truth and fellowship and strengthen one another. So I appreciate that brother calling in and commenting in the manner that he did. Psalms 83, like I was saying, if you look up the different nations that they were in reference to that are against the Hebrews and our people, you'll see that David immediately from this psalm of Asaph, this is actually a psalm from Asaph, he goes into imprecatory prayers within his psalm. And he said, who said, let us, verse 12, Psalms 83 and 12, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of the Most High in possession? Oh, my Ayah, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind. He's saying, handle them. Verse 14, as the fire burneth a wood and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy, that's the winds and the storms and the rain. A lot of times when we see these natural, what we call natural disasters happening in areas, mm-hmm. the Most High is handling some business and putting these heathens in check. Make them afraid with thy storm. Do you hear that? The thunder and the lightning, the Most High is be putting people in check. Boy, I tell you, the last time we had thunder and lightning, I just sat in the window and was giving the Most High praise, like, hallelujah. Boy, I was loving it. Because I knew it wasn't against me, because I'm keeping these commandments. He was putting those heathens in check. But I was looking at his fierceness and his power. And when his power shows up, there's nothing that man has created that can stand up to him.
That's right.
Verse 16, fill their faces with shame that they may seek thy name, O Elohim. Let them be confounded, which means confused. Let them be troubled forever. And yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Ehayah, art the Most High over all the earth. Like they prayed in South Carolina, oh, have mercy on them, forgive them. No, we pray this one right here. Handle that piece of business, Most High.
That's right.
We are your people. Handle that business. And like the brother just got through calling in earlier, I need y'all to stand up and start putting people in check as they try to pull you into sin and get you to break the commandments.
Okay.
When people walk up to you and try to get you to gossip, girl, did you hear about? So what you think about? Hey, bro, hey, you heard about what that dude did? Hey, it's starting right there. And our culture is so susceptible to falling prey to it, because you just get pulled in and you do it. Why do we love gossip so much?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we love lies? Why do we love talking about people so much? What is the problem?
What is that? What is the root of that spirit? And it's a heavy spirit on our people. We have so much going on in our lives around us, but we love a juicy piece of gossip to spread.
Be strong in the Most High, our Elohim, and the power of his might. Are there some scriptures that we want to read about the, let me say this before you go to that. You can't just read the Ten Commandments and think it's just ten and that's it, that's simple, it's easy. I could do a whole series that would take me 6 months to break down just the Ten Commandments, because we don't realize the subtleties of how we're breaking them on a daily basis.
Mm.
And as the brother was just talking, Brother Demetrius, what he was implying and saying to all of you is that it's the little foxes that destroy the vine. And we don't see the simple subtleties of how Hashatan comes in through other people to get us to break these commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is trying to be done is that the house of Esau wants to win by default by saying, Most High, look at your people, look at your family, look at the Hebrews, they toe up. Look at them. Scripture says, let me see if I can find that. I think you want to say something while I find the scripture. Go ahead.
Yeah,
another scripture I got to find. Most High, you're bringing this stuff.
That's good. It's amazing how the Flava Watt comes in and just moves through us, like I said this morning. I think me and Elder V, we didn't have anything on our heart this morning. I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Well, he told the 70 disciples when he sent them out, he breathed on them the Holy Spirit, and he said, don't give no thought of what you're going to say. Just go.
That's right.
And
that's
if people receive you, then you bless them. And if
that's
they
right.
don't receive you,
that's
shake
right.
the dust.
That's right. That's right.
Take your shoes off and bid them Godspeed.
That's right.
the scripture I'm looking for talks about the fact, and I'm still looking for it right now, that the scripture, and I will find it. I'm sorry, people, that it's just, I don't want to turn my phone off because we're live on Periscope, but the scripture says that that the heathens incriminate us Hebrews and come against us because they know that we sinned against our God, the Most High.
Oh, I know what scripture
you know what scripture I'm talking about. He said, well, don't fault us. Right. They're the ones that have sinned against their God and got themselves in this predicament.
Mm-hmm.
They even know that we broke covenant. Ooh, that's another lesson in itself. Brothers and sisters, don't break covenant. These holy days coming up, you ain't got to sit up in your house and be by yourself. Don't break covenant with the Most High or with your brothers and sisters. So I will get that scripture before the end of the show. If there's anything else we want to say about this bearing false witness, if not, we'll move forward.
Yeah, okay.
You found it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was 2 Kings 17 and 7. I'm going to read that and make sure. Or is it another one?
There's another one, but that
like
talks
that.
About
mm-hmm.
17 and 7 makes it clear that the children of Israel had sinned against the Most High, the Elohim, which had brought them out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods instead, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Most High cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel they had made. And then there is another one that just makes it clear where they actually, the outside parties, the heathens, say, we're not doing nothing wrong. They sinned against their God. Why they in this position? I want you to know that the elites, those David Rockefellers and those pink,
mm-mm.
don't say it. Okay, we'll keep that to the other show. They know exactly what they're doing against us and to us because of the situation that we're in. You all are a precious people, and we want you to wake up, find some common sense, and understand that.
Okay. Anything else? You know, I just want to encourage my sisters out there that are tuning in, those of us that are married, even our single sisters, just continue to be strong in your walk and don't compromise. If you have to go out on these jobs because we're in this captivity and help your husband work, just don't compromise. The brother spoke that it's easy for other women to draw you in into conversation. And then when you're not drawn into conversation, here we go. Well, who does she think she is? She thinks she's better than us? Oh, I remember when. You know, it's always that, let me bring up your past to hurt you or to remind you that you know better than anyone. Woman, I just want to encourage you to just always be humble in spirit. Don't allow any of this riffraff to come in and settle your spirit, and definitely don't be tempted by HaShatan to do anything that will get you out of character. Remember who you are and whose you are, and let the other stuff go by the wayside.
All praises to the Most High, sisters. I hope y'all heard that. The Most High is our habitation of justice, and He will...
He's going to fight our battle.
Right.
We shouldn't have to. We definitely shouldn't be fighting one another. You know, we fight each other so much, it's ridiculous. And then when the other nations come in, we want to bow down to them and do exactly what they say. But don't let us, don't let Judah, don't let any of us tell someone what to do, our own people. We get talked about, shot down, get defiant, and ready to fight. We shouldn't be like that as a group of people. We should be loving on each other because we look alike, because we represent the image of the Most High God. All of that should come into remembrance before we want to come against our own brothers and sisters. The other nations are laughing at us every time we get on that TV, acting a fool, fighting in the streets, pulling out guns, just doing everything against the grain of what the Most High has put in us. Look at them. And they laughing at us. Don't allow that to happen.
Psalms 89:14, justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. And he says he is our habitation of justice in Jeremiah 50:7. We must consider a truth higher and more wonderful than that broached.
Mm-hmm.
He is our habitation of justice. There will be no justice. There will be no peace until there is the reign of our Messiah, the Most High. Long live the King.
Long live the King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm going to move into this other thing before we get ready to close out. Find maybe with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, with stammering lips and an unknown tongue will I speak to my people. I taught on this probably 5 weeks ago, but I want you to hear something, people, and I want you to understand this clearly. Because there's a movement also going on with our people with trying to learn Hebrew, teach Hebrew, understand what's going on. I just need you to have a relationship with the Father and keep these commandments. Why? I want you to understand something. There was a man that created Yiddish and Hebrew that mixed it in with French words, everything else. This is in the notes, and I said I would talk about this. I'm going to read this to you. His name was Eliezer ben Yehuda. Eliezer ben Yehuda arrived in Palestine in 1881. Hebrew had not been the spoken language of the Jewish, meaning synagogue of Satan, Revelations 2:9-9, fake Jews, people since the time of the Bible. So what they were saying is that those new people weren't even speaking what we true Hebrews, us, the scattered diaspora, were speaking. So in the late 1800s, he tried to bring it back in and enforce it, which is the Yiddish and the language that our people are trying to learn and teach to our people and say that, oh, they're establishing the pure language again. No, that's not going to happen until what Zephaniah, the third chapter, speaks of when he said, I will return unto my people a pure language so that we can serve him with one consent. This language is not pure. And it was something that Eliezer ben Yehuda, who arrived in Palestine in 1881, put together. Okay? So by 1922, enough Jewish pioneers were speaking Hebrew that the British Mandate authorities recognized it as the official language of the Jews that were in Palestine. That's incriminating within itself to let you know that these Khazars went down to our land and kicked out the Palestinians who weren't supposed to be there themselves. Ben Yehuda conceived of Jewish nationalism as both the return to the historical homeland in the land of Israel. Boy, this is laced with so many lies. If you understand the Balfour Treaty Agreement, do your research on that, you will know how those people got there and who they are. I love how I think it was King or Prince Nasir of Egypt said, how the hell are the Jews going to leave here one color and come back another color? And he found himself dead, as well as many people that bring about the truth. Arthur Koestler, the 13th tribe. What's the other book I want to talk about? Well, we already know about Babylon, the Timbuktu, but they didn't give him no credibility because they're like, oh, that's just another nigga writing. They can ignore him. But every time a white man writes the truth, he ends up dead. The other, it was on the front of our Facebook page. It was called Lost Tribes in the Promised Land by Sanders. He wound up dead in the 70s or 80s. These people start telling y'all the truth about one of the biggest conspiracies in life is to keep you from knowing that you're the people of the book, this is your history book, and they're confederate against you based on Psalms 83.
Yes, sir.
And y'all running around here, a lot of you Hebrews that woke up changed your name to this man's name right here, Ben Yehuda. But they stole it from our people. It's amazing. He conceived of Jewish nationalism and both the return to the historical homeland in the land of Israel as well as the revival of the Hebrew language. To accomplish the latter, Ben Yehuda needed to inspire a near impossible feat, transform Hebrew, which for centuries had been used only in study, into a modern spoken language. Know that everybody was speaking Hebrew before the time of Nimrod building the Tower of Babel. And the Most High saw that these people were in one consent
and we're going to build this tower to reach the firmaments. And Most High said, I got to break this up because it looks like they're going to achieve this. And he confused the people and changed all the languages. Ben Yehuda was born Eliezer. Look at this. This is a Lithuanian Jewish name, and he changed it to a Hebrew name. Eliezer Ben Yehuda was born Eliezer Perelman in Lutsky, Lithuania in 1858, the son of a Kabad, meaning the Khazars, Kabad Hasid. Ben Yehuda was given a traditional religious education, which we don't ascribe to, at a local yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva, or the head of the school, was secretly a maskil, or enlightened thinker. He introduced Ben Yehuda to secular literature and piqued the boy's interest in non-religious study. I'm not going to read all this to you, but they rejected him. But what he brought was like, we need to adopt that, their language. We need to adopt their culture. They rejected him until he died. And then later, the synagogue of Satan took on the language and began speaking it. Now they're teaching it, and now you Negroes is going around here teaching it like this is the language, and you're teaching what Ben Yehuda introduced, which is not our pure language.
Mm. Got to stop being deceived.
And then we got this cult of people going around saying, we are doing what Zephaniah speaks of. We're restoring the pure language so that our people can be in one consent. No, you're restoring what Eliezer ben Yehuda taught, because the Most High don't need your help or Eliezer's help. Because right now, read that.
This is Isaiah 28:1. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people.
Case closed. He don't need your help.
But that's what it says. It says that the Most High needed my help too.
Right. He said, I will speak to my people
in
the way that I need to speak to them.
My bad.
We got folks. If you ever look at the Olympics and you see all these nations racing against each other in the 40-mile, 40-meter dash,
right,
but they all look like cousins,
right,
why do you think that is? That's your people that have been scattered, that at least in the time of Yeshaya and the apostles had enough sense to come back for the holy days.
And you know what baffles me is that our people, we're so busy trying to do everything but what the Most High has asked us to do within ourselves. We're so quick to do everything else. And you're doing everything else when you're out of order, your household is out of order, you're doing everything against what he asked you to do.
Right.
The order starts in your home before you go out teaching to other people, because if there's no order in your home, then why are you out there teaching? Why are you out there being a part of anything that the Most High wants you to do? You got to get self right, and self meaning yourself right, before you go out.
I got to read some more of this about Ben Yehuda. This is crazy. No, listen to this.
Okay.
Ben Yehuda found further inspiration in European nationalist movements in the 19th century. Italy and Greece, both countries with ties. See, so this Hebrew that y'all speaking and teaching is laced in with Greek, Italian, everything. He brought this back, and that's why it's called Yiddish. Both countries with ties to ancient lands and languages became independent nations in 1877, the year of Ben Yehuda's graduation from high school. The Russo-Turkish War began and brought prominence to the Bulgarian national movement that sought independence from the Ottomans. Envisioning the Jews as a nation akin to the Bulgarians, Greeks, and Italians, Ben Yehuda became determined to help create a nation where the Jews could adopt Hebrew as their language. More thievery. Soon after, Ben Yehuda learned that Jewish communities were using Hebrew to communicate with when other languages wouldn't suffice. Historians now know that this phenomenon had existed since the Middle Ages in Europe and the Near East. In Jerusalem, for example, Jews spoke Yiddish, French, or Arabic colloquially. However, in the rare occurrences when intercommunal affairs required verbal communication, a modified of medieval Hebrew was the common language. The Hebrew spoken in these contexts was far from what would be required for a national modern language, but the news nevertheless inspired Yehuda to move to Palestine. When he arrived in Jerusalem in 1881, Ben Yehuda immediately put his plan of Hebrew revival into action. One man. He left behind his birth name, took one of our names, and with his wife, Deborah Jonas, not Hebrew, he created the modern Hebrew-speaking household. He also raised the first modern Hebrew-speaking child, Ben Zion Ben Yehuda. There's so much more y'all can read. I'm not going to read it all, but they call him an undercover brother. He grew out his beard. He did all that stuff. When you study the Spanish Inquisition and the thievery of our language, because they did not want to convert to Islam and they did not want to convert to Christianity, which was Catholicism, by the Romans and the Greeks, they stole what we had in place. And this man put together a mixture to formulate this so-called Hebrew language. And it's outside of Yiddish, which is why you have phonetic Hebrew, paleo Hebrew. It's such a confusion and it's so full of lies, but it's thievery to deceive the masses. This is big on so many levels. Those are not the people. Brothers and sisters, you are the people. All praises to the Most High that you come into the knowledge and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Our fight is not with them because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness. We will always be at war. But, you know, I guess there's times when we have to come off the front line,
right.
Be refurbished, be strengthened, mm-hmm. be healed, go see the medics.
and definitely just coming together. I mean, during the times of war, when we're going through the aftermath or whatever is going on, you should be able to, we should have brothers and sisters that we can reach out to. When we're weak and we can't pray for each other, we should have our brother and sister be able to come and say, sister, I'll pray for you, or brother, I'll pray for you. And we come together to fight against what is trying to come against us. We have to stand together as one nation. And if we can do that, man, we'd be a powerful nation. We'd be a powerful nation, a powerful group of people. We are a powerful group of people. We just got to come back.
And not be deceived. You see this part where it said that Ben Yehuda's wife was wearing a wig so she could pass the Jewish?
Unfortunately. Sounds like a hot mess.
It's amazing. All praises to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High.
Well, that's going to do it for us on today. We want to say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Barakatah.
But we see you in that Shabbat. Are you going to be on? I mean, you need to determine if you're going to do this.
We may let people see it live. We'll be on Facebook Live or Periscope Live so that they can be there with us, but we really would like to see you face-to-face. Come get some good down-home cooking. We are not breaking the commandments. We're supporting our people. Some good people over there at that place told us we can come there and they're going to take care of us. We thank them because, trust me, these Edomites didn't want us to come. They gave us a hard time and tried to charge us an arm, a penny, a leg, everything.
That's right.
We found some Hebrews that said, come over here. We're going to take care of y'all. So that's how we're doing that right there. Right. All praises. I guess that closes out for the day. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey, not a destination. You don't know everything. You better keep it pushing. Keep pushing towards the truth. And let's learn and grow together.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Another risk.
I'm gonna send him to outer space.